With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. The total number of gun-related hunting accidents has risen to 5 for the season after 2 cases over the weekend. In Rangeley, a Penobscot man suffered non-life-threatening injuries when he was accidentally shot by his friend as they both pursued a partridge. And in Kennebunkport, a local woman shot herself in the foot while loading birdshot into her gun. Mainers can now use their IDs to board commercial aircraft as the state has received a reprieve from national proof of identity standards while it works to comply with that law. Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says Maine has received a grace period from enforcement of the Federal Real ID Act until January 22nd, a law that includes the use of facial recognition technology on license photos and the retention of copies of birth certificates. Area residents are invited to join some activities this week to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the day the infamous Brady Gang met their end on the city's streets. Tonight, the Bangor Public Library is hosting a discussion on the gangsters starting at 6. And on Thursday, folks will meet at Bagel Central for the last breakfast of the Brady Gang before walking outside to release a balloon. Find more information at BangorHistoricalSociety.org. And the man who spotted a wrecked car off I-95 and rescued 2 children whose mother, Eliza Parker, had died in the accident was honored this week by the Children's Daycare. Tiny Tykes Daycare employees gave Jimmy Gagnon a $5,000 reward, calling him a hero and stating that they felt they had to do something to thank him for finding their babies. Gagnon told the BDN he plans to divide the money between Parker's 2 children. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm.